再一次，大家早上好。
How did you sleep last night?
昨晚大家睡得好吗？
I assume you are the ones that slept well because you're the ones who are here.
我相信大家早上晚昨晚睡得好，要不然今早就不能到这里来了。
How was all of the meetings yesterday? Did you have mental overload?
昨天所有的讲堂呢，怎么样呢？大家头脑是不是太过阻塞了？
I was privileged to be able to visit almost all of the seminars for a few minutes each, and I learned so much.
昨天我能够到各个小组去听，而且我学习到了很多。
So I encourage you, don't miss the seminars.
所以呢，我要鼓励大家不要错过了这些小组的聚会。
Or I guess workshops is what we call them here.
或者我们叫做 workshop。
Now today, if you notice that I have my computer here, so I need you to pray that my computer doesn't crash.
今天早上呢，我就把电脑带上来了，所以希望大家为这个电脑祷告，好让它不要出问题。
Apple computers don't crash, but the Satan can still crash.
虽然这个苹果的电脑呢不会出问题，可是撒旦呢有办法让它出问题。
Now the message this morning.Is called the sin that cost Cain.
今天早上的主题呢是说使人失去迦南的罪恶。
And I think by just hearing the title, you can understand the implications to us in this hour of Earth history.
当你听到这个题目的时候，我相信你就会知道。这个主题对我们这个世代的人来说有是怎么样的意义？
So without much further discussion, let's get right into the message this morning.
让我们就进入今天的信息。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父。
We can almost feel the wind from the heavenly Canaan blowing upon us.
我们似乎可以感觉到天上的迦南所吹来的风。
For indeed the day is at hand for you to come.
的确，你来的日子已经近了。
And as we stand here preparing to enter the kingdom, may we not commit the same sin that kept Israel out of Canaan.
当我们站在这里准备进入迦南地的时候，愿主你帮助我们不要患上古时候以色列人不能进入迦南地的罪恶。
May we recognize sin in ourselves as it really is.
求你帮助我们能够认识到我们自己心里的罪。
And may you convict us and convert us, we pray.
也求你使我们能够悔改。
We ask all of these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
The children of Israel have been miraculously delivered out of Egypt.
以色列的子民呢？靠着上帝的神迹被救出了埃及。
And they have gone through the wilderness for a period of time.
而且他们在旷野里呢走了一段的时候。
They have seen the Red Sea parted before their eyes.
他们看见红海在他们的眼前打开。
They saw the thundering and lightning at Mount Sinai.
他们看见在西乃山的雷电。
They heard the voice of God speaking the law to them.
他们听见上帝的声音跟他们说话，做出上帝的律法。
They have defeated all of the enemies that stood in their path so far.
而且呢，他们在一路上所遇见的仇敌呢，都被击败了。
They were waiting to enter that land flowing with milk and honey.
他们就在等待着进入那流奶和蜜的地。
And so the Israelites stood on the banks of Jordan.
这些以色列人呢，就来到了约旦河边。
We would think that they would longingly plunge in the river and go right in.
我们想象中呢，他们应该是很快的就跳入河里面呢游过去。
They wouldn't care if there were people standing in their way.
根本不会管有任何人能够阻拦他们吗？
But what actually happened?
可是呢，事实上发生了什么事？
They turned around.
他们转回头。
And they marched for another 40 years.
却在旷野里面在漂流了四十年。
So what is it that caused the Israelites to stand on the borders of their promised land, but yet not be able to enter?
是什么原因使到这些以色列人在应许之地的边缘却不能够进去呢？
Were they not God's appointed people?
他们难道不是上帝所指定的人吗？
Did they not have God's plain promises?
难道他们没有上帝的应许吗？
Why was it that they did not receive the promise when God had appointed it to them?
为什么上帝应许了他们，可是他们却没有得到这个所应许的呢？
To get a broad picture, we need to look at a few places in Scripture.
我们要有得到一个比较广的见解呢，让我们来看圣经里面的几段话。
Look with me in Exodus chapter 15.
让我们翻到出埃及记第十五章。
Exodus chapter 15, beginning in verse 23.
从二十三节开始。
The Bible says, And when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter.Therefore, the name of the place was called Marah.
二十三节到了马拉，不能喝那里的水，因为水苦，所以那地名叫马拉。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?"
百姓就向摩西发怨言，说我们喝什么呢？
You notice that this is the very same chapter right after God had drowned all of the Egyptian army in the Red Sea.
你可以看见呢，这一章其实是紧接着上帝把所有的埃及兵呢淹没在红海里面之后。
And you remember on the banks of the Red Sea, when they were in safety, they sang a song.
而且在他们平安到达另一岸之后呢，他们就唱了一首诗歌。
It was a wonderful time to praise the Lord because God had worked miraculously for them.
上帝为他们行很大的奇迹，所以他们大大的赞美上帝。
But in the same chapter, they come to a pool of water.
可是在同一章呢，他们就来到了 一个水那边。
The water was bitter.
那里的水呢，是苦的。
And what did they do?
他们做什么呢？
Instead of trusting in God's promises and trusting in God's power, they murmured.
他们没有信靠上帝的能力。而他们呢就开始埋怨。
And you know the end of the story, God tells the people of Israel, cut down a tree, throw it in the water, the water becomes sweet, and the people can drink.
然后我们知道接下来的故事就是上帝吩咐他们把这个树砍了，放在这倒下水里面去，水就变得甜了。
Exodus 16 verse 2.
出埃及记第十六章第二节。
And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness.
以色列全会众在旷野向摩西、亚伦发怨言。
What were they murmuring about now? Just a few short verses right after God had provided them sweet water.
在上帝给了他们甜的水喝之后，才不过几节，他们又埋怨什么呢？
Verse 2.
第二节。
And the whole congregation of the children, verse 3, excuse me, and the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger.
第三节说，巴不得我们早死在埃及地耶和华的手下，那是我们坐在肉锅旁边吃得饱足，你们将我们领出来到这旷野。是要叫这全会众都饿死啊。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no.
第四节，耶和华对摩西说，我要将粮食从天降给你们，百姓可以出去，每天收每天的份，我好试验他们遵不遵我的法度。
God had parted the Red Sea and delivered his people.
上帝使红海分开拯救了他的子民。
He had miraculously provided fresh water for them.
而且行了神迹给他们好喝的水。
And the Israelites say, God, you have brought us out here to kill us with hunger.
可是呢，以色列人还对上帝说，你把我们带出来是要再让我们死在旷野吗？
Murmuring.
埋怨。
Complaining.
发怨言。
But that's not the end.
这还不是结束呢。
Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记第十七章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
And the people thirsted there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?
第三节，百姓在那里甚渴，要喝水，就向摩西发怨言，说：“你为什么将我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都渴死呢？”
Verse 4, and Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, "What shall I do unto these people? They be almost ready to stone me."
第四节，摩西就呼求耶和华说：“我向这百姓怎样行呢？他们几乎要拿石头打死我。”
And the Lord said to Moses, "Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and the rod wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand, and go."
耶和华对摩西说，你手里拿着你先前击打河水的杖，带领以色列的几个长老从百姓面前走过去。
Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and it shall come water out of it, and the people may drink.
第六节，我必在河列的磐石那里站在你面前，你要击打磐石，从磐石里必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。
God had already provided water once before.
在之前，上帝已经给他们供应了水。
And yet Israel still complained and murmured.
可是呢，以色列人还是发怨言。
But that's not the end of the story.
这还不止呢。
Look with me in Numbers chapter 11.
在民数记第十一章。
Numbers chapter 11, verse 4.
民数记第十一章第四节。
And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again, and said, "Who shall give us flesh to eat?"
他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又哭号说，谁给我们肉吃呢？
We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic.
我们记得在埃及的时候不花钱就吃鱼，也记得有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱、蒜。
But now our soul is dried away. There's nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes.
现在我们的心血枯竭了，除了玛纳以外，在我们眼前并没有别的东西。
Can you imagine? The children of Israel had angels' food.
你可以想象吗？这些以色列人，他们吃的是天使的食物。
Food that miraculously was provided every morning.
每一天早上呢，就神迹这样的降下来。
And they said, "God, you are being too harsh on us."
可是他们对上帝说，你对我们太严厉了。
We prefer the food in Egypt.
我们宁愿吃埃及的食物。
Murmuring.
埋怨。
Complaining.
发怨言。
Even though God had provided all of their needs. Miraculously.
虽然上帝行使神迹，使到供应他们一切的需要。
So what does God do?
上帝就怎么做呢？
Verse 18.
第十八节。
And say thou unto the people, "Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh. For ye have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, "Who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you flesh, and you shall eat."
十八节，又要对百姓说，你们应当自洁，预备明天吃肉，因为你们哭号说，谁给我们肉吃？我们在埃及很好，这声音达到了耶和华的耳中，所以他必给你们肉吃。
Verse 19, ye shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month.
十九节，你们不只吃一天、两天、五天、十天、二十天，要吃一个整月。
Until it come out of your nostrils.And it be loathsome unto you.
甚至肉从你们鼻孔里喷出来，使你们厌恶了。
And so what did God do? Verse 31.
所以上帝怎么做呢？在三十一节。
And there went forth a wind from the Lord and brought quails from the sea and let them fall by the camp as it were a day's journey on this side and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth.
三十一节，有风从耶和华那里刮起，把鹌鹑由海面刮来，飞散在营边和营的四围。这边越有一天的路程，那边越有一天的路程，离地面越有二肘。
God answered the desire of their hard hearts.
上帝呢，应许了他们心里的愿望。
They murmured and complained and bickered and cried.
他们埋怨，他们呼叫，他们哭泣。
And you notice what it is that they consistently complained about.
可是你发现到他们一再的埋怨的是什么事呢？
They did not complain that God did not spend more time with them.
他们没有埋怨说上帝没有时间跟他们在一起。
They did not complain that the parents did not have the proper resources to teach their children the Bible.
他们没有埋怨说呢，那些做父母的没有什么材料可以教导儿女。
They did not complain about spiritual needs.
他们没有埋怨有关于属灵上的需要。
Because for those needs, we are told to come boldly before the throne of grace.
因为对于这一些的需要，上帝教导我们说，可以坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前。
They complain about this organ right here.
可是他们埋怨的呢，就是在这边的这个器官。
It was because of their gluttony, their intemperance, and sinfulness that they complained.
因为他们的不节制和他们的罪恶，所以他们发出怨言。
And so we come to the River Jordan.
所以他们就来到了约旦河边。
Numbers chapter 13.
民数记第十三章。
Moses had sent 12 spies into the land of Canaan.
摩西就差遣了十二个探子去到迦南地。
They were there for 40 days.
他们在那边四十天。
And they went through the land inspecting if it was truly as God has promised. Is it really a land flowing with milk and honey?
他们就到那里的地去窥探，看看是不是好像上帝所应许的，是流奶和蜜的地。
And the children of Israel waited eagerly as the spies returned.
那些以色列人呢，就切切地等待着那些探子回来。
We read in verse 25.
在二十五节。
Numbers 13, verse 25.
民数第十三章二十五节。
And they, or the spies, returned from searching the land after 40 days.
过了四十天，他们窥探那地才回来。
And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran and to Kadesh and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land.
到了巴兰旷野的加底斯，见摩西亚伦并以色列的全会众，回报摩西亚伦并全会众，又把那地的果子给他们看。
And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest us.And surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it.
又告诉摩西说，我们到了你所打发我们去的那地，果然是流奶和蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。
You think this would have convinced them?
你认为呢？这样他就使他们确信了。
In the previous tests, they could not see the end results.
在过去的考验当中，他们不能够看到结果。
And Mara, they did not know how God would provide sweet water for them.
在马拉，他们不知道上帝有什么办法能够给他们喝甜的水。
When they were hungry, they did not know how God would provide food for them.
当他们饿了的时候，他们不知道上帝有怎样的办法能够给他们吃的。
And God rained them.
上帝就使玛拿降下来。
When they were thirsty again, they did not know.
当他们口渴的时候，他们不知道。
That God could bring water out of a rock.
上帝能够有办法使磐石流出水来。
And when they hungered for flesh, they had no idea that God could miraculously re-navigate a flock of quail.
当他们想吃肉的时候，他们没有想到上帝有办法使那些鹌鹑能够被风吹来。
But here they have the testimony of 12 men.
可是这里呢，他们听到了十二个探子的见证。
Respectable elders of each tribe.
是他们的这些支派里面的长老们。
They even brought the fruit.
他们甚至拿了果子回来。
But yet,
可是呢
What happened?
发生了什么事
Verse 28.
第二十八节
Nevertheless, the people be strong and dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there.
然而住那地的民强壮，城邑也坚固宽大，并且我们在那里看见了亚那住的人。
The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan.
亚玛利人住在南地，赫人、耶布斯人、亚摩利人住在山地，迦南人住在海边，并约旦河边。
And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are able to overcome.
加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。
But the men that went up with him said, We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.
但那些和他同去的人说，我们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。
And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eats up its inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature.
探子中有人论到所窥探之地，向以色列人报恶信，说我们所窥探经过之地是吞噬居民之地。我们在那里所看见的人民都身量高大。
The spies all of a sudden contradict themselves.
在这里突然间那一些探子呢，就自相矛盾了。
Look at the big fruit, the lovely food that we found in this land.
你们看看我们所带来的这好的果子。
Enough food to raise whole nations of giants.
能够养活那整个巨人的国度。
But it's not a good land. It eats up its inhabitants.
可是这不是好地，因为它会吞噬那里的人。
What was the result of this report?
结果他们的报告呢，有什么样的带来什么样的结果呢？
Numbers 14 verse 1.
在民数记十四章第一节。
And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night.
当下全会众大声喧嚷，那夜百姓都哭号。
They were not weeping for joy.
他们不是快乐的哭泣。
Verse 2.
第二节。
And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in the wilderness?
以色列众人向摩西亚人发怨言，全会众对他们说：“巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或是死在这旷野。”
All along, all they cared about was feeding their stomach.
他们一路来呢，最关心的是怎么填饱肚子。
And now God is providing an endless supply of the best quality food anywhere.
可是呢，上帝现在向他们供应了无限量的食物。
But yet they still found cause.To complain.
可是呢，他们还是有办法发怨言。
Why did Israel not reach Canaan when God appointed them to go?
为什么以色列人，上帝答应他们进入迦南地，可是他们却进不到呢？
They murmured.
因为他们发怨言。
They complained.
他们埋怨。
And complaining and murmuring is only a symptom of the deeper problem.
这一些发怨言呢，不过是他们更深处的问题的一种表现。
Murmuring and complaining is an evidence of a defective character.
因为他们的品德上有缺陷，所以他们会发怨言和埋怨。
They were gluttonous.
他们呢好吃。
They were intemperate.
他们不节制。
They were faithless.
他们没有信心。
They were insincere.
他们不诚恳。
And the fruit that we can see evidencing all these things is their murmuring and their complaining.
而这一切呢，所表现出来的就是他们常常发怨言。
And many times today, we find ourselves complaining also, don't we?
今天呢，很多时候我们也发现自己在发怨言。
If only my life was better, I would stop complaining.
如果我能够活得更好的话呢，我就停止埋怨了。
Isn't that what the children of Israel thought?
是不是以色列人当时所想的呢？
But wait a second.
可是我们等一等。
If we think...That we will stop complaining when life gets better.
如果我们认为当我们活得更好的时候，我们就会停止埋怨。
What about Lucifer?
那路西弗又怎么样呢？
Didn't Lucifer in the perfect, untainted atmosphere of heaven still found cause for complaint?
路西弗难道不是在天庭那完美的环境中吗？可是他还是找出理由来埋怨。
Do we think that God cares so little for us that He would give us cause to complain in our life right now?
你认为上帝对我们那么不关心，使到他能够让我们找出原因来埋怨吗？
Have we not seen Red Seas parted in our past?
难道我们在过去没有看见红海在我们面前分开吗？
Have we no food and drink on our table every day?
难道我们在桌上每天没有吃和喝的吗？
Has God not given us life for all of these years that we've been alive?
难道我们活着的这些年，我们的生命不是上帝给我们的吗？
If we think that just someday, when life gets better, when I'm in heaven even, then I'll stop complaining, we need to think again.
如果我们认为说，当我们生活过得更好，或者有一天我们到天国去的时候，我就会停止埋怨，那么你要再深思一次。
Because in heaven, you will still find cause.
因为呢，到了天国，你还会找出原因来埋怨。
And we have so much talk about being like Jesus.
而且我们常常都说我们要像耶稣。
So what is Jesus like?
耶稣是怎么样的呢？
I find this quote in the book This Day with God.
我在这《今日与主行》这本书里面呢，找到这样的一段话。
Page 216.
英文本216面。
The people who he, meaning Jesus, came to bless, they rejected him.
耶稣来赐福的那些人呢，他们拒绝了他。
They put him to shame and caused him untold suffering.
他们使他经受羞辱和各种的痛苦。
They placed upon his head a crown of thorns.
他们把荆棘的冠冕放在他的头上。
They beat him with a scourge and they nailed him to the cross.
他们用鞭子打他，然后把他钉到十字架上。
Yet, listen carefully, yet,
然而
amid it all, no word of complaint escaped his lips.
这一切，却没有一句埋怨的话从他的口中出来。
Instead, Jesus cried, "Father, forgive them."
耶稣反而向上帝呼求说：“父啊，求你赦免他们。”
We want to be like Jesus.
我们要好像耶稣那样。
But let me tell you something.
让我告诉你一件事。
If we are like Jesus,
如果我们好像耶稣那样，
we won't complain.
我们就不会发怨言。
Not even if they are nailing us to a cross will we complain.
就算是他们把我们钉到十字架上了，我们也不会埋怨。
Paul and Silas were unjustly tried and condemned.
保罗和希腊呢，他们被受到不公平的对待，而且被惩罚。
Their backs were ripped open raw with whips.
他们的背呢？被鞭打到皮开肉烂，
they were thrown into the inner dungeon.
被丢到监狱里去。
Their feet were put in stocks up in midair.
而且呢，他们的脚呢被烤住了。
Their backs were laid on the filthy dungeon floor.
他们的背呢，这皮开肉烂的背呢，就在那肮脏的地上。
They had cause to complain by our standards.
他们呢，根据我们的标准呢，有任何的理由来埋怨。
But instead.
可是呢，
what did they do?
他们做什么呢？
They sang.
他们却唱诗歌。
Why did Israel not enter Canaan?
那些以色列人呢？进入迦南，没有得进入迦南。
Their characters were not refined after Christ's image.
因为他们的品德呢，没有照着耶稣的那个模样呢，被磨练了。
And as a result, they complained and they murmured.
因此他们不断地发怨言埋怨。
So do we complain today?
今天我们有没有发怨言呢？
How often I hear people complain that God's word is no longer relevant for our day.
很多时候我听到人们说上帝的话在今天呢已经对我们没有意义了。
They loathe this manna that God has given to us.
他们呢就埋怨这上帝给我们的玛纳。
They think this is too light for us.
他们觉得这是太轻了。
We need more philosophy.
我们需要更多的哲学。
We need more intellectualism.
我们需要更多的有知识的东西。
It's not enough for us to study the Bible and the spirit of prophecy anymore.
单单是研究圣经或者是预言之灵的书呢，是不足够了。
It's not enough just to study the Bible in our schools anymore.
在学校里只是研究圣经已经是不够了。
We complain about God's word.
我们呢，一再的埋怨有关于上帝的话。
And we complain about the spirit of prophecy.
而且我们对预言之灵的书呢，也是一再的埋怨。
We complain that she is not educated enough, so our church does not look good in the eyes of the world.
我们认为呢，她没有受很高的教育，所以在世间的人眼中呢，我们的教会没有什么好的地位。
Other churches label us as a cult because we have a prophet.
很多的其他教会认为我们是异端，因为我们有一位先知。
We complain.
我们埋怨。
Sometimes we complain because we simply don't understand.
有时候我们不明白，所以我们就埋怨。
God, I don't think I deserve this, so forget it.
你告诉上帝说，我觉得我不应该这么做，所以让我忘了这件事吧。
God, if you treat me and my family that way, I'm walking away.
上帝，如果你对待我的家人这样的话，我就要离开你了。
Your word, I don't understand. You're not fulfilling your promises. You don't hear my prayers.Complain.
我不明白你的话，你没有应允，没有照你的应许实现，所以我不要听你的话了，一再的埋怨。
God, my life is too hard.
我的生活太苦了。
How come they get all of the money and I get nothing?
为什么他们赚所有的钱，可是我却赚不到呢？
Why is she so good looking and I'm not?
为什么她那么好看，我却不好看呢？
Why is he so smart when I fail my classes?
为什么她那么聪明，可是我却一再不及格呢？
We complain.
我们一再埋怨。
Oh, and we complain about even the same things that Israel complained about, don't we?
我们甚至好像以色列人这样埋怨同样的东西，不是吗？
I am so hungry here at this camp.
我在这营会呢太饿了。
Oh, that chili was too spicy.
那个辣椒太辣了。
But more than that, unfortunately, even amongst our own members,
不只是这样，甚至是在我们本会的教友当中，
with the testimony given in the Bible and the spirit of prophecy about hell,
根据圣经和在预言之灵里面的书籍里面告诉我们有关于健康的原则，
we complain, oh, I want my meat.
我们还是一再的埋怨说我要吃肉。
I'm addicted to my caffeine.
我呢必须要喝那咖啡因。
Oh, I just cannot live without my fish and my leeks and my garlic.
我没有鱼，
of Egypt.
没有葱蒜，我就不能活下去。
Brethren, the people outside of our church is treasuring our health message before we do.
那些在我们教会以外的人呢，他们珍惜我们教会的健康的信息多过我们。
There are people who have not been blessed with the light that we have who will enter the kingdom before us.
那些没有得到我们这些亮光，我们所得到的亮光的人呢，他们会比我们先进入迦南地。
We complain.
因为我们埋怨。
We're dissatisfied.
我们不满足。
We don't get our way, we complain.
我们没有得到所要的，我们就埋怨。
Someone doesn't do things the way we want, we complain.
别人没有照我们的意思去做，我们就发怨言。
We are not recognized as the way that we think we should, and we complain.
我们没有得到别人的赞赏，我们又在埋怨。
We lose our face with our church members, and we complain.
我们在教会的教友面前失了面子，我们也埋怨。
We stop coming to church because someone didn't shake our hand.
有人没有握我的手，所以我就停止来教会。
We complain that God is too strict.
我们觉得上帝太过严厉了，我们埋怨。
Do we complain?
我们有没有埋怨？
If the answer is yes, then we are not ready to be translated.
如果我们的答案是是的话，那么我们还没有准备好呢，去活着被接升天。
We can stand here and we can come to camp meetings like this and we can talk about great things.
我们可以站在这里，可以参加营会，可以说很多伟大的事。
We can say someday we are going to do something great.
有一天我们要做成就大事。
We can say Jesus is coming again and everyone says amen.
我们可以说耶稣就要来了，每个人都说 amen.
We can say we need to take the gospel to the world and everyone says amen.
我们说我们必须要把福音宣讲到全世界，每个人都说 amen.
But the moment we walk out of that door,
可是当我们走出这个门，
or when we get home,
或者是回到家里去，
we trip over something in the front door,
我们在门前呢被绊倒了，
we complain.
我们就埋怨。
We can't sleep one night and we complain.
有一晚睡不着也埋怨。
We have a flat tire, we complain.
我们的汽车轮胎爆胎了，我们也埋怨。
We say we want the latter rain. God, you're going to pour out the latter rain, and He will.
我们说我们要这晚雨，上帝你必要为我们降下晚雨，他当然会。
But if we expect God to pour out the latter rain,
如果我们期望上帝为我们降下晚雨，
you better understand that the latter rain is going to fall on a group of uncomplaining.Christians.
你必须要明白，这个晚雨必然会降下在那些不发怨言的基督徒身上。
Those who believe the Bible and the spirit of prophecy.
那一些相信圣经和预言之灵的人。
Those who love and cherish the truth.
那一些真爱并且珍惜真理的人。
Those who say with Paul, I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content.
那些能够跟保罗一同说到，不论在任何的情况下，我都学会知足。
Those who claim Christ's mission and His kingdom above their appetite and passions.
那一些呢，把耶稣的使命和他的工作呢，放在他们的胃口之上的人。
Complaining will cease with God's people.
上帝的子民当中的埋怨必须停止。
Here we are in the year 2008.
我们到了2008年。
We have heard from the pen of inspiration the fruits of that goodly land.
我们呢从预言之灵的笔下呢听到了有关于那美好之地的果子。
You should read Ellen White's first vision in the book Early Writings.
在怀艾伦的早期著作这本书里面呢，我们应该要读一读他早期所写的书。
And God is standing on the other bank.Of Jordan waiting.
上帝就站在约旦河的另外一边的岸边等着我们。
And he is asking, do you want to come in now?
他在问我们，你现在要进来吗？
Because if you wish to wander back in the wilderness, perhaps you might get your wish.
如果你希望能够再回到旷野去漂流的话，或许你会得偿所愿。
And so this morning,
今天早上，
I don't even need to ask our hands to be raised because I know we all complain.
我甚至不需要让大家举起手，因为我知道我们都埋怨。
But I am asking you right now.
可是现在我要求大家。
Will you offer up your dissatisfaction to God right now?
你愿意不愿意把你所有的不满的情绪都 交给上帝。
Will you confess your discontentment and unfaithfulness?
你愿不愿意承认你不满足的那个罪恶？
Will you come before God and say, whatever it says in thy word, I will love and cherish?
你愿不愿意对上帝说，在你的话里面所说的一切话，我必然要真爱。
Will you say, Lord Jesus, prepare my character to be translated to heaven?
你愿不愿意对上帝说，求你准备我的品德，好让我能够被借升天？
Is that your desire?
这是你的愿望吗？
You realize that this is not a response to a preacher or a translator.
你会发现到这个反应呢，并不是对着这个讲员或者是翻译员所发出的。
Be careful what you answer.
你要小心你所做出的反应。
Because by thy words thou shalt be justified, or by thy words thou shalt be condemned.
因为照着你所说的话，你要被审判。
Each appeal, especially right now, when you leave this door, remember that there is an account being taken.
每一个呼召，每一次的反应呢，当你走出这个门的时候，你要知道，他们都会被记录下来。
If we are truly committing to stop complaining.
如果我们真正的决心要停止发怨言，
We need to recognize that this is a serious commitment.
我们要记得这是个很认真的决志。
And so with that in mind, which of you?
心里面想着这件事在座的有哪一位？
By the right raising of your right hand,
举起你的右手，
want to say Jesus,
要告诉耶稣说，
I'm sorry,
耶稣，我对不起你。
But help me to stop complaining.
请你帮助我停止发怨言。
If that's your wish,
如果这是你的愿望，
I invite you to raise your hand right now.
我邀请你举起你的右手。
God bless you.
愿上帝赐福你。
It is important that God sees your heart.
上帝看见你的心。
Raising up of your hand is only a public gesture to enforce that decision.
举起右手不过是向大家宣告你的决志。
But let us pray that the Lord will keep you in your commitment.
让我们祈求上帝帮助你能够守住你的决志。
Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父，
How weak indeed we are.
我们是多么的软弱。
Regardless of how you have provided and blessed in the past,
在过去你如何的供应了我们的需要和赐福我们，
yet we are discontented,
可是我们还是不满足，
and yet we have complained.
我们常常埋怨。
O Lord, we ask that you will change us into Christ's likeness.
主啊，求你改造我们，好让我们好像耶稣那样。
That despite trial and tribulation, may no word of complaint escape our lips.
不管是经受任何的考验和试炼，我们都不会从嘴中说出埋怨的话。
And may we truly,
但愿我们真正的
be like Jesus,
好像耶稣。
And Lord, we long to enter that heavenly kingdom.
主啊，我们多么的期望能够进入那天上的迦南地。
And we pray that those of us who are in this room in this generation.
我们的祷告是在这里在座的人还有在这个时代世代的人，
that we may no longer wander in the wilderness of this earth,
我们不再在这地上的旷野流浪，
but that we may overcome,
让我们能够得胜，
and that we may enter in,
好让我们能够进入。
Be with us the remainder of this day,
求主你今日与我们同在。
May your spirit dwell on the throne of our hearts,
愿主你的灵住在我们心中的宝座上。
May he be the controlling influence of our wills.
他能够完全的控制我们的意志。
And may we be faithful.
愿我们忠诚。
Unto death.
直到死。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
此节目由巨响媒体为您精心呈现。若想收听更多节目，请您浏览 www.loudvoicemedia.com。